This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
We started talking last week about what happens to a lady who comes to our shelter, and we talked about the fact that they don't have a lot, and we try to help them establish a furnishing for their new house and clothing for themselves and their kids. But you know, if a woman's going to successfully make that transition, she's got a lot of things on her plate to deal with, doesn't she, in the first 90 days?
She does, and it can be very overwhelming, and we realize that, but our staff is used to working with you, and we've been there, done that ourselves, so we can help you plan it out and get what you need to get back on your feet.
One of the first things that we deal with, because it usually is the critical item in making a successful transition, is housing, because it takes sometimes a minimum of 90 days usually to get housing.
Right, and we do not rush people out of our shelters in Mitchell or Yancey County. I know in some of the larger cities you only have 30 days or 45 days to be in shelter, and our theory in our counties is we don't want you to jump out of the frying pan right into the fire pit, so we want to make sure that you're getting into safe, affordable housing.
Right, so we help people get housing. Subsidized housing, usually. We can usually help with deposits and to get your electricity and water turned on, things like that that you have to have. And then one of the key issues, though, is things like having a job. I mean, if you're going to be successful and not have to go back into the abusive situation, you've got to be in a position where you can provide financially for yourself and for your children.
Yes, and we can help send you back to school. I know Mitchell County has the Fresh Start program, which is a displaced homemaker program.
It's actually available in Yancey and Avery as well.
Yeah, and you share it with our county. So people can go back to school and get their education and or work on their GED. And then their job training programs, vocational rehabilitation has worked with
right.
many of our clients.
And we work with women and men too sometimes in helping them to get back on their feet and get the education they need and the job training they need, because that's really critical. We can set you up, but you've got to be in a position where you can maintain it.
To be independent, yes.
You've got to maintain those monthly bills and provide the food and whatnot. Now, I know in Mitchell County, I think you do the same thing. People can come back. We allow our clients to come back once a month and get food if they need that.
Yeah, we do help out with some Manna Food Bank food, and we help with some food. Things like insurance on the car, if you have a car and you're starting over again. One thing I think about is when we all left home going off to college for the first time or leaving home for the first time, we had our moms and dads to or relatives to call when we needed, ooh, I need insurance on the car, or, oh, my car broke down. A lot of our clients don't have anybody to call on, so they look to us to be the helper, the almost like the parent. And we don't want to enable too much, but we also know for someone to be empowered and be independent, they need a little help to get there.
And sometimes, particularly in this area, we've noticed that women are kind of brainwashed by the family structures that they come up in, and they think they have to have a man to provide for them, which is not true.
Right,
it is possible
right.
to provide for yourself.
Yeah, and it's wonderful when you can provide for yourself, and then when you do fall in love with someone, you know that you're with them for the right reasons, not just out of need.
Right. And, you know, a lot of times we have to help individuals get things like food stamps.
Medicaid, TANF, Work First. Those are all through the Department of Social Services in the respective counties. And
right.
The TANF Work First is a monthly check, and your DSS can explain that to you a little more.
We can help with all of those things. In schools, you know, kids have to go to school. We don't allow kids just to stay out of school because you're in shelter.
And frequently the children have to switch schools. And I know that there is some general statute if folks are involved in domestic violence that the school is to provide to get them back to their original school, but sometimes geographically, especially here in the wintertime, it's just not feasible.
Right.
So we advise people, if they're going to move from where they were, usually they do, then switch the schools.
And let's give them a phone number if they want to get in touch with us.
In Yancey County, our crisis line is 682-0056.
in Mitchell County. Safe Place is 765-4044. And again, I want to thank everyone for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
It begins with me and you.